Make money, be happy, lose weight. Make money, be happy, lose weight. The old familiar New Year's resolutions. We make them, we break them. We have the best intentions when it comes to keeping our New Year's resolutions, so then why is it that we never do keep them? It's because we relate to our New Year's resolutions as a hope and a prayer, maybe someday, one day, when pigs fly, seemed like a good idea at the time, kind of thing. This year, what would your life be like if you were willing to relate to your New Year's resolution as a New Year's resolution? Imagine. The word resolution is defined as the state of being resolved, settled, or determined, firmness, steadiness, constancy, determination, conviction, and assurance. What would your life be like if you related to your New Year's resolution like that? Like a done deal or something that you've resolved for yourself as a victory right off the bat. What if this year's New Year's resolution were something that you were determined with all of your heart to make happen? What if your New Year's resolution this year really was a promise that you were really going to keep? Would you finally make the money, lose the weight, make the choices that will leave you happy? Imagine. Now consider that there's a world of difference between what you and I have been calling a New Year's resolution and a real promise that we really intend to keep. We've reduced our beloved New Year's resolution to a fun little game that we play with ourselves, a gesture, a fun gesture, with no credibility at all. A resolution, however, is something that is settled with conviction. A resolution is what we pursue with determination. A resolution comes with its own healthy dose of assurance that the result will get produced. So what is it that you really want this year? What would your life be like if you had that? Consider that the only thing standing between you and having that is a real, honest-to-goodness resolution. What if your New Year's resolution this year really was a promise that you were really going to keep? This week, inspect your life a little bit. Whatever it is that you got, that's what you've settled for. Whatever you've got is what you've resolved for yourself that you will have. Now, if you want what you have, keep doing what you're doing. If you want to take things to the next level, what better time than the beginning of a brand new year? This year, make the impossible happen. This year, make a big, monumentally huge and exciting New Year's resolution. Make a big promise to yourself that you do not necessarily know how to keep or fulfill on, and then resolve for yourself that you will keep the promise. That's a resolution. The 7 tips on how to won't help, by the way. So make this year your opportunity to begin to know yourself as someone with personal resolve, confidence, and determination. Someone who has the ability to fulfill on big commitments. What do you want? What do you want? Don't dibble here and dabble there. Don't try it for a minute, then quit, and don't do it halfway and then decide to stop. Make your resolution and keep it. Make money, be happy, lose weight. Make money, be happy, lose weight. The old familiar New Year's resolutions. We make them, let's keep them this year. Be bold, be unreasonable. Take risks, and may 2005 be your absolute best year ever.